Pojing Squares and the Day Child. Pojing Squares na nekam, wed net kanav, ot na chipina kwe sidjik. Net itasik, Pojing Squares na nagam, wed net kanav, ot na kiwakwes. Naka kesmat et hersuino, naka chipina kwe sidjik. Wed net kanav, mesi, mojina kwe sholto, kikehi wasis, medech kena, wekisiek. Mot nama wan, ketek hihi, epilogihi. Weleke sakitak iri, wenit kanawa. Wema jekman, taholote nekam, wednekan. Pojingsquez conceives children by monsters. Now it is said that Pojingsquez conceives children by ice giants, and giants, and monsters. Her children are all ugly. She rears others' children. She can steal from human women their prettiest children. She rears them as if they are her own children. That is so she will not be ashamed. So repulsive are her own children. Pusetiwiwasis, nequit, wikisi, ketmolat nalan. Weskinosis, slakiwan. Wet kewaj, mitjimawalan. Wet tian, kitnet nit kiwikwis. Nemiwa, we penemanom, naka we siwis, nit weji, kissin sikwak, taholoti muji, we usisik, nete, na el metatolik, nekan lo, wek lilako, wet mechimolan, wiskus wisawel, kekwe, nit weji, weleyek, pojinsquis, wek usawal, tele asimetal. Nikte na nemique solta ehnik nepai kilus betwe kil pusetiwasis. The Day Child. Once she had stolen a human boy. Then someone asks him, saying, "That one is not your mother." Then he sees his sisters and his brothers, how they are ugly like evil beasts. This then is how they are. But the boy, he is handsome. He asks his mother, "What does this mean?" Pojingsquez answers him, "These others are born in the night, but you are a day child." Pojingsquez and the Night Child. Pojingsquez had two daughters. Her first daughter was born in the daytime. She was a very beautiful child and very intelligent. As this child grew up, she became very popular in the village and quickly learned all the social graces. She was invited to all the feasts and was followed by all the young men. Indeed, they argued about who would sit next to her. Pojingsquez had a second daughter who was born in the darkest hours of the night. This child was very homely and seemed very stupid. Night Child didn't learn much of the social graces of the village. She was awkward and shy. She was so homely to look at that none of the young men wanted to be near her. She was never invited to feasts or dances. Indeed, so ugly was Night Child that the people wondered if she was human. Night Child grew accustomed to going out only in the darkest hours and spending a lot of time alone. Finally, in tears, Night Child asked Pojingsquez, "Why am I so different from my sister? It doesn't even seem that we are related. I wish I were like her." Pojingsquez smiled and held Night Child close, saying these things, "These are things you need to know so that you will be happy. Your sister was born in the daytime and is very beautiful to look at. This is true. But you are a child of the darkness. Indeed, you are related to the owl. Whereas you lack outward beauty, what you have inside is impossible for human people to see. Whereas your sister has learned so much of the social graces, you are filled with knowledge of the spirit. You know the dreams of the people and all the things of the night. Feel sorry for your sister. She will never learn what you know. She will never be what you are and be able to do those things of the spirit that are natural to you. Have compassion for the human people who cannot see in the night and are afraid. And so it was. Nightchild felt better and set about learning from her mother, Pajinksquez, and her father, the owl, all the things of the spirit that she would need to know. And all the people came to her when they were sick or afraid. And Daychild, well, she learned to cook and tan hides, and she became a very good dancer.